If you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Welcome back to the Mastermind for Business podcast. I'm Mark Creedon, looking forward to spending some time with you. Hey, in this episode, we're going to be talking about referrals. If you have a service business or a professional practice and you'd either like to get a whole lot more referrals or make those referrals so much easier to get, then you're in the right place. Stick around because I'm going to show you some very simple tips and tricks that will turn your referral trickle into a referral flood. And you're going to find it's so easy to implement that you'll be able to do it straight away. Let's spend the next 15 minutes talking about referrals. Here we go. The biggest mistake that I think people make when it comes to referrals is not having a process for it. And by the way, having a process isn't, oh, yes, I've got this referral card that you can, you know, stamp the back of to get a free coffee. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. That's more like a loyalty or a frequent sipper card, if you like. The biggest mistake that most people make with referrals is that they don't have a process for it, right? They don't have a – if you have a machine which simply does the same thing repetitively, you're going to find that it's going to work for you rather than it being done on an ad hoc basis. So I'm going to take you through a five-step process, and if you follow this five-step process, you'll see that referrals will become so much easier for you. Let's have a look at what that looks like. The first thing is that I think in order to get people to refer to you, and it's really interesting because often when I first start working with a business, I'll say to them, look, how much does your business rely on referrals? And the answer will be, I mean, it's obviously it relies on it. What sort of referrals are you getting? And, you know, I'll often get an answer, no, we get pretty good referrals. Probably, you know, 10% or 20% of our clients refer to us. The next question often is, well, how many people do you ask? And, you know, it always surprises me that prospects or clients will answer almost like with a badge of honor. Oh, no, we don't ask. We just get those referrals anyway. Imagine the stunned look on their face when I challenge them and say, yeah, imagine what you would get if you did ask. So you're getting 10%, 20%, whatever it might be now, and you're not asking. Imagine how that would change if you did ask. And that's what we're going to talk about today is how do you go about asking for referrals? Because there is, in my opinion, a set process for it that we know that works and that if you follow is going to change that game for you. The number one step in that five-step process is to pre-frame the request. All that means is that when somebody starts doing business with you, starts working with you, you let them know at the outset that your business relies on referrals and that you are going to ask them at some stage to be a part of that referral process, right? So you're pre-framing the concept. And the advantage of pre-framing it is that when you do ask for them, it's actually quite expected. We'll talk about how you go about doing that, but the point of pre-framing is that it doesn't come as a surprise. And you are layering the request. You're pre-framing because you know what happens is, and look, we've all been guilty of it, right? You know, you stay somewhere or you have a great meal somewhere or you get a great service from, you know, from your accountant or from your engineer or, you know, whatever service business you're dealing with. And they say at the end of it, they say, oh, our business really relies on referrals. We'd love if you could refer to us. And if you've had a great experience, invariably you will say, yeah, fantastic. I'd love to do that. And you know what happens? You don't. And it's not because you're lying at the time that you said you would. It's just because things get in the way and it's not a priority for you. So what we have to do is we have to help our clients to make it a priority. How we do that initially is by pre-framing when they first start working with you. So when clients join our Mastermind Business Accelerator program, we always say at the outset, we always let them know right at the very beginning, hey, by the way, our business actually relies on referrals. We spend very little time on marketing because we want to spend time helping you guys. And so the way we market our business is through referrals and letting you know that at some stage during our relationship, if you love what we're doing with you, that we're going to ask you to refer to us. Never, ever have I had anybody object to that. But you can qualify that just that little bit further. And so the two ways you can qualify it, and these are the two sort of, you know, adjuncts to the first step. The two ways you can qualify it is you can say, we're going to ask you to refer somebody just like you. We're going to ask you to refer somebody just like you. Or you might want to qualify it in terms of people they know, because if I said to you now, you know, can you think of anybody who would benefit from working with us? Then, you know, you'd sort of try to work out all the people you know. But instead, if I said, oh, do you know anybody you play golf with? Or do you know anybody that you're in the car club with? Or, you know, do you know anybody that you're in the Chamber of Commerce with? Straight away, I'm narrowing your thinking and I'm giving you the real opportunity to pinpoint somebody who could actually, you know, be a fit. So you can say, preframe it. Hey, we're going to ask you for a referral, and we're going to ask somebody just like you, or somebody that you're in the Chamber of Commerce with, or whatever it might be. The second thing is, you can put a little tweak on this by saying, "Look, by the way, across our journey together, you know, we sometimes ask some of our clients if they will refer people just like them to us. We don't ask everybody." But we do ask some, and we may ask you. Now, the reason you do that is because the purpose of the preframe is that exactly that, you're preframing it. So when they're asked, they're expected, right? They're expecting that request is going to come at some stage. The reason you qualify it by saying we don't ask everybody, we may ask you, is it becomes a little bit of a privilege. Like, oh, I've been one of the chosen ones. I've been one of the chosen ones. So step number one, preframe it, qualify it. If you don't want to qualify it, at least preframe it. Step number two is the mistake I see people making when they ask for a referral, and that is the timing of it. What you have to do is you need to watch for the win. Now, all that means is that throughout the relationship that you've got with the client, they will have a win, whether it's when they first start working with you, when you deliver something. If it's a relatively transactional type relationship where, you know, you're providing a particular isolated service or product, and, you know, at the time you deliver it and they're delighted. So if you're a real estate agent, at the time somebody buys a property, when it settles, or when their finance is approved, or when the contract goes unconditional, there's a series of wins in most transactions. So what you want to do is you want to watch out for the win. And I'd be looking to document this so you've got a process so that anybody in your business can come up and come along and run this referral program for you. Number one, preframe it. Number two, you watch for the win. Number three, when there is that win is when you want to do two things. You want to congratulate and you want to calibrate. What does that mean? All it really means is that you want to say, hey, congratulations on this win. You know, if I use the real estate example before, hey, congratulations, the contract's unconditional. Hey, congratulations, your finance is approved. Hey, congratulations, property settled. And then you want to calibrate them. So, hey, congratulations, the property settled. Hey, do you remember when we first started working together, I mentioned to you that I may ask some people for a referral. I'd really love it if you knew somebody you played golf with. You could refer to us to help them to find their dream home as well. Or it might be somebody in their family, in their friend network, somebody that they work with. So what you're doing is you're finding the right time. It's at the time when their emotion is at a high because they are having a win and they are attributing that win to you. So in other words, they're attributing the win they're having to the work that you have done with them. And then if you congratulate that win, and the calibration that goes on the end of that is simply, hey, just a quick reminder. Do you remember when we said that I might ask you if you wouldn't mind referring? Guess what? I'm choosing you, and I'd love you to do so. So step number one, preframe it with a qualification. Step number two, watch for the win. So you've got to get the timing right. And then step number three, once you've watched for the win, is to congratulate and calibrate. Step number four is to actually ask for the referral. So it's, hey, congratulations. Hey, do you remember how we mentioned that I might ask some people for referrals, I'm choosing you. Step number four is then to actually ask for it. And it goes back to what I said at the very beginning of this podcast episode when I said that I'm always amazed at clients who are getting great referrals but aren't asking for them. And then when you challenge them and go, wow, you know, you're getting these great referrals. Imagine what it would be like if you actually asked and how many more referrals you would get as a result. So step number four, you actually ask for the referral. And it's got to be a direct ask. It's got to be, do you know someone just like you? This is where the qualification becomes really relevant. Hey, do you know somebody just like you, or do you know somebody who you play golf with in your circle of friends or you work with, whatever it might be, who would benefit from working with us, doing business with us? And so it's when you ask for it, in lots of ways, it's about how you ask for it. So if you were to go out and say, I had this accountant years ago and he used to send Christmas cards, and they were terrible cards. I mean, they were really high quality cards, but they weren't handwritten. And they didn't have your name in it. And it used to say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. If you know someone that you can send to us as a referral, we'd appreciate it. And so it's all about them. Oh, what can you do for me? And even though you might have loved working with them, you're not going to want to put yourself out to sort of help them. So whereas what you might be prepared to do is to help your friend, your golfing buddy, your family member, your work colleague. And so the way you ask for the referral is in a way which shows that it's not about your client helping you, it's about your client helping the people that they're going to refer to. Hey, is there anybody in your circle of, you know, any of your work colleagues who would really benefit or improve their life or be better off from having a chat with us? So we would say, hey, do you know anybody else in your local chamber of commerce who you think that we could really help that you know, improve their business and give them the ability to scale their business or work less in it or make more money? So now you're asking them not to help you, but to help the person that they're referring. Let's go back a little bit. We've pre-framed it. We've qualified it. We've let them know that we might ask them. We've kind of delighted them because we've achieved a win. We've then congratulated the win and calibrated it by saying, hey, do you remember we said at the beginning that we might ask you, well, you know, we'd love it if you could. Now we move into step four, which is the ask. We'd love it if you could give us the details of someone who you think that would benefit from working with us, someone whose life we could change, someone who's you know, we could actually help. So again, what you're looking to do is get them to help the person they're referring as opposed to simply helping you and growing your business. Step number five is asking for it. Step number six, and this is the really important thing. Step number five is the really important thing. If I was to go through all of these steps, I actually think that the things that people get wrong, almost no one pre-frames it. Right? They put it on the footer of their email. Oh, by the way, our business relies on referrals. It's just so passive. So I think almost no one pre-frames it. I think the second thing they do is they get the timing wrong. They don't watch for the win. Most people sort of go about asking for it, or they might you know, congratulate if they do watch for the win if they get the timing right. But I think step number five, the big thing that people miss out, is they don't make it easy. You've got to make it easy. You've got to be able to go to somebody and go, hey, you know, do you remember when we first started working together? Congratulations, this is a fantastic time. Love it if you were able to think of some people that you work with who would benefit from working with us as well. Now, if you can think of someone, I just need you to do one simple thing for me. And that is, I'm going to send you an email that I'm going to ask you to send to them and copy me in. That's it. You give them the wording of the email. Guys, all you got to do is just copy and paste it and send it off. Please make sure you copy me in. Now, the reason for that is that if you make it super easy for them, you're probably going to get a much higher take-up rate of the referral. That's the first thing. But the second thing is that if they send an email and they copy you in, or they send a text and they copy you in, you now have the contact person. You now have the contact for the person who they're hoping you can help, who is the new prospect for your business. So we've gone over it. Quick recap. Number one, you've got to pre-frame it. Number two, you've got to watch for the win. Number three, you've got to congratulate and calibrate. Number four is you are looking to actually ask for it and ask for it in a way which makes them look good. I mean, one of the things that we'll always say to our clients, you know, would you like to come along to one of our intensives? You know, would you like to bring somebody who you think would benefit from working with us? You let us know who they are and we'll invite them on your behalf and make you look really good. We'll make you out to be the hero. So you want to ask in a way which makes them out to be the hero because they are helping the person as opposed to just helping your business. And then step number five is to make it super easy. Give them the wording of the email, give them the wording of the text, help them to do it in any way they possibly can. If it's to invite them to an event that you're running, look, all you need to do is just do a quick email. Hey, George, I think you should get along to this event that Mark's running. Copy me into it and then I'll do all the work. I'll give them the invitation. I'll talk about how amazing you are. I'll make sure you get all the credit. I'll sit them next to you. All of those things will make sure that there's a real connection. I think if you follow those five steps and you think about it, they're kind of super simple, right? There's nothing too hard in there. They're the sort of things you should be able to implement into your business almost straight away. And that's exactly what I hope you do. Hey, I'm Mark Creedon. Thanks for joining me in today's episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you know someone in business who you think would benefit from listening to this, then please feel free to share the podcast. We'd love to hear from them. You can jump onto metropolemastermind.com.au. You can send them to mastermindforbusiness.com.au, mastermindforbusiness.com.au, where they can listen to the podcast and subscribe from there. If you are listening to this and you think that you'd like to learn more of these things, these are the very things that we teach our Mastermind Business Accelerator clients. You can go to metropolemastermind.com.au or seewhatspossible.today, have a chat with Caroline, and we will show you exactly how we can help you to achieve these things in your business. In the meantime, this is Mark Creedon. Please, whatever you do, make sure you spend time with those who matter most.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.com. See what's possible.today.